Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with local historian Michael Zaws about Saving Brenton, the documentary that follows Zaws and his journey to get the Brenton films recognized. The documentary recently returned from the Anchorage International Film Festival in Alaska, where it received both the Audience Choice Award and Best Documentary. This is part one of a two-part interview. It has been a busy fall for you ever since Saving Brenton premiered at the State Theater here in Washington. Can you give us kind of a highlight of some of the places you've gone and you've taken this film about the Brentons and Washington?
Well, we had the premiere here in Washington in September, and we've pretty much been on the road since. After September here in Washington, we've been to 9 cities in Iowa. It ran for 3 weeks in Iowa City, sold more tickets than any other documentary at the theater in Iowa City. Many of the dates were sold out. It ran 2 weeks in Des Moines, ran 2 weeks in Minneapolis with 4 shows a day. We've been to Madison, St. Louis, Houston, New York City, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We sold out in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We sold out in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And last week we returned from Anchorage.
And do you have a favorite place that you've been to? I know that's hard to say.
They treat us really well. Houston and Anchorage probably were the two places that were really amazing. The room that we stayed in Houston cost more per night than I paid for my house.
Wow.
And so it was a world that I don't normally enter into, but it's been fun. Anchorage was great. The sun came up at 11 and set at 2:30. And it's a different world, but they've treated us really well everywhere we've been.
And you mentioned that there have been many sold-out performances. Why do you think that's the case? Why does it resonate with an audience?
Well, I understand after they've seen it, but it's hard for me to understand in advance. It kind of depends on how it's promoted, but a lot of documentaries are very serious, very important, very socially responsible. Ours is some of that, but it's also just kind of fun. And I think that is something that people, especially the way some of the things are happening in the world, they just kind of want to come out of something and feel good. And this kind of does. And it identifies so many people back to small town and to the Midwest. And that's a real strong pull. We've had Iowa people at every showing. Out of the 39 screenings I've been to, I've had former students or parents of former students in 36 of the 39. And that's just amazed me. Even when we were in Anchorage, we had people from Columbus Junction in the audience.
That's incredible.
It's just amazing. But I think Iowa people support Iowa, and that's just been very joyful.
And it's part of their history.
Right, right. So many people that grew up in not urban America see their home in this film.
That's been today's Washington Page for KCII, speaking with local historian Michael Zaws about the documentary Saving Brenton, which focuses on Zaws and the journey to get the Brenton films recognized. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart.